We're going to talk more about this now with Barbara Riggs, former deputy director at the Secret Service, who spent 31 years on the force and provided protection for two presidents. Very nice of you to take a few minutes to be with us, Barbara.
Thank you very much.
For many of us, wheels up, parties before a presidential arrival, these are all new. We don't know about this. Is this kind of behavior common?
No, it's an anomaly, really. I've traveled all over the world with six different presidents, conducting advances, traveling with the shift with the president. And primarily, the people are there to conduct the mission, and that's what their focus is. Certainly, when a president departs a country, the embassy usually holds some kind of festive occasion to celebrate a visit, but not to the extent of what I've heard on the news.
Barbara, we understand the Secret Service agents are human, but there was a prevailing belief that the Secret Service, I guess, represented a higher calling, one that you would never tarnish in this way. Were we just mesmerized by too many movies or TV shows that portrayed the Secret Service agents as somehow without faults?
Well, I can tell you from personal experience and having finished my career as the deputy director that the Secret Service holds the conduct of its employees to an exceptionally high standard. And when you're conducting an advance in a foreign country, well, anywhere in the United States or a foreign country, you know, you're representing your country, the United States, the White House. And so there is absolutely no tolerance for misconduct whatsoever.
What does it mean that these agents have lost their top secret clearance? And that bit you heard in the special report just a couple of minutes ago, that a couple of these, if not more, were of the elite team.
Well, I do not know personally who the individuals are. I have not talked to anyone in the Secret Service about this. So I don't know, other than what I've heard on the news reports, who they are. So I'm just relying on what I've heard, on local news stations. So, but in regards to a top secret clearance, first of all, the way the process works is their clearance would be suspended. It would not be revoked at this time because there's an investigation going on. These are allegations. So you have to allow the investigative process to carry its course. You have to be fair to the people who are accused of this, and you have to conduct a very, very thorough investigation. Now, if it is found that this conduct, they did engage in this conduct, and a security clearance is revoked, it would mean they would be terminated.
Barbara, how do you investigate something like this in an open society? Is this something where the agents themselves can take the fifth, or is it something that they've signed that says you got to come clean?
Well, I mean, certainly they're afforded their rights under the Constitution like any normal citizen, but what would be involved is the Secret Service will, through its internal affairs unit, conduct a very, very thorough investigation that will include interviews of all these people. It will include interviews of the police, the State Department officials in Columbia, hotel employees, the prostitutes themselves. It would include examining if any operational security information was compromised. The main threat here and why we do hold our people to such high standards, and we hammer this home all the time, is the threat of infiltration from an adversary or counterintelligence perspective. But going back to your original question of if the top security clearances are revoked, which is a very, very long process because they have the right to appeal on any, just like any process in our judicial system. We shouldn't be coming to judgment without the facts known entirely.
You're absolutely right about that, and an important lesson for the media, for listeners, for everyone. With your time at the Secret Service, more than three decades, and you mentioned you made it to deputy director, I'd imagine you gave a series of lectures, pep talks to your people, where lines like, "We are not like others," were given. In other words, we can't afford to make the same mistakes that other folks make. Am I right about that?
Well, yes, you are right. In fact, one of my jobs as deputy director was to swear in special agents and uniform division officers. And one of the points that I make in my speech to them is that their personal integrity and reputation is beyond reproach, and that they have to be honorable in everything they do, because we represent the White House, we represent the United States, and to be perfectly candid, the American public expects integrity from its law enforcement officers, and I can tell you from personal experience, the Secret Service management demands it unconditionally from all its employees.
Barbara, that being said, are you now fearful the reputation of the Secret Service will be damaged for quite some time?
Yes, I am. Yes, and it's a shame with the result of the actions or alleged actions of 11 individuals, because we have an agency that is out there every day working 24 hours a day, you know, to protect our national security and to protect the American public. And so it is a shame that, this is what grabs the headlines. And any time the Secret Service is in the headlines in this regard, it is a huge embarrassment to the agency and just a sad day.
We only have a few more seconds with you, but you mentioned at the top that it's not uncommon for the foreign embassy or the American embassy to hold a little party after the president has taken off. I mean, what does that entail? Just a glass of wine?
Well, usually, I mean, it varies at different places. I remember being at many, many different functions that the embassy sponsored, where it would be at the embassy or at the hotel where we're staying, and it would be, just a get together of all the people who were involved in preparing the advance for the embassy, the ambassador, whoever, to thank everybody for the work that they did in, securing the visit and preparing the visit. And it was usually, it wasn't just for Secret Service. I mean, it was for the embassy, it was for the White House staff, it was for everybody. And it was just a celebration of job well done.
Barbara, thanks for being with us tonight.
You're quite welcome.
And that's Barbara Riggs, former deputy director at the Secret Service. She spent 31 years in the force, provided protection for some two presidents.